So, what do Justin Bieber, LeBron James, and Madonna have in common? They do have this one treatment that they always love to do. So, we need to find out, don't we? Why do they always have this energy? And why do they always look younger than their age? Our sleep spotlight now goes to Spain, where we interview a doctor who specializes in hyperbaric oxygen therapy. What is it? And what does it do? Let's find out. And remember, stick to the end, because you're going to get three top strategies from Dr. Masha McEva on how to sleep better and take good care of your health. Dr. Masha McEva is a board-certified naturopathic doctor. Dr. Masha has supported thousands of people to lose weight, decrease inflammation, balance their hormones, and heal their relationship with food. She is a faculty member at International Hyperbaric Association and a past scientific committee member at the Spanish Association of Hyperbaric Medicine. She is known for her unique ability to inspire and teach clients how to take a proactive approach to their mental and physical health and lifestyle. In addition to her private practice, Dr. Masha regularly speaks on international venues, conferences, and seminars, and has recently launched a Hyperbaric Living podcast. Welcome to the show, Dr. Masha. It is so nice to have you here.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
How is everything in Spain? You're in Madrid now, right?
Yes, I'm in Madrid. We're doing pretty well. It's summertime. It's really hot outside.
Well, nice. We always love our Spanish summers. I loved Torremolinos, Malaga, always have beautiful memories of your country. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Masha, how long have you been practicing hyperbaric oxygen therapy? And what do you think are the top benefits of it?
Well, I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I'm constantly looking for new modalities that could be solutions to my clients' health problems. So I'm constantly trying new things, new supplements, new approaches to nutrition, and hyperbarics was one of the therapies that I've tried. I think it's probably been 7 or 8 years. I've never heard of the therapy before, which is not unusual, because I think generally public doesn't know much about hyperbarics. Now it's becoming more and more popular, but even 7 years ago, it was strictly used at the hospitals. In any case, I learned about the therapy at one of the conferences, and I never looked back. It's amazing. When you asked about the benefits, they're numerous, but I think we should start with what is hyperbarics, because as I said, sometimes people don't know, but maybe they've heard something, they know that it's used for divers, or sometimes I get, oh, I know Michael Jackson slept in one, which is true. He slept in hyperbaric chamber. So hyperbaric chamber is a device that uses pressure to increase the amount of oxygen a person is getting. It all comes down to the law of physics that gases dissolve in liquid under pressure. So when we breathe oxygen, normally it has to attach itself to the molecule of hemoglobin. That's why they test your hemoglobin levels, right? When you do a blood test. And that hemoglobin molecule delivers oxygen to cells and tissues. Now, when we put a person under the pressure, so we increase atmospheric pressure, that oxygen partially gets dissolved in plasma. So the delivery is increased. There's more oxygen available. On top of that, hemoglobin is a relatively large molecule, so it cannot get through small capillaries where the dissolved oxygen can. Now, oxygen is essential for life. You cannot live without oxygen. You can live without food maybe for, I don't know, 2 months. You can be without water for several days, but you cannot. Several minutes and the brain cannot function without oxygen. That's how important oxygen is. Every time we experience oxygen deficit, a disease can start. The best example, probably a child being born and they have this hypoxic state, oxygen deficit, and the result of that could be autism, cerebral palsy, migraines when they grow up, so many consequences from being in low oxygen environment. So this is what is hyperbaric oxygen in nutshell. Now, when it comes to benefits, it decreases inflammation. And we know this from numerous scientific studies that show that being in a hyperbaric chamber down-regulates inflammatory genes. So the inflammation, the general state of inflammation is decreased, which is really important because every disease is characterized by increased inflammation. When we decrease inflammation, we start the process of healing. Hyperbaric oxygen is used for many different health conditions. And now we get to the issue of the pressure. Oxygen is a drug. Pressure is the dosage. So we can go to really high pressures that are being used for divers. Have you heard of decompression sickness when divers come up too fast, right?
Yes, yes.
It's a dangerous condition. And the only way to resolve it is to put them in a hyperbaric chamber and under the really high pressure of, let's say, 6 atmospheric pressures, right?
Yep.
So it's used for that, for carbon dioxide poisoning, and it's also being used at lower pressures for all kinds of neurological diseases. So let's say traumatic brain injury, autistic spectrum disorders, post-stroke recovery. Athletes use it with great success to improve their performance and increase their recovery from trainings and injuries. Executives use it to have more energy, to de-stress. I mean, benefits are numerous. You really, you know, it is beneficial for almost every condition, as I said, where there is inflammation involved.
I can see. Well, you've explained it so well to us. You know, Dr. Masha, I'm also a licensed recreational diver. So I know that the worst thing a diver can have is a lack of oxygen. But you mentioned earlier that hyperbaric oxygen means you're giving additional oxygen to the body. So what's the difference if we're just running on our regular levels of oxygen and getting more of it through hyperbaric? So for example, in my case, I drink vitamins. I feel I'm relatively healthy. I exercise a lot. So a lot of people like me would probably think, okay, I'm doing quite well. I'm quite athletic. Would I, as a generally healthy person, need hyperbaric oxygen therapy, would you say?
Well, I can answer your question. You mentioned that you take your vitamins. So being in a chamber increases the absorption of vitamins. It's not only the matter of the vitamins that you take. It's more of a matter, what do you absorb, right? So a person with digestive problems, a person who's experiencing any kinds of digestive problems is not absorbing their vitamins, right? Or mm-hmm. the vitamins even from food, not just the supplements. So it will increase the absorption of vitamins. You're athletic, you exercise, but we both know that there is a limit, right? So you can only exercise that much before you feel fatigued. And the next day you can have muscle soreness and you're not as efficient. Well, hyperbaric oxygen will help you recover from your exercise and increase your resilience during the exercise session. We all have periods of stress. It doesn't matter how healthy we are. And hyperbaric oxygen therapy helps to de-stress. So these are all indications that could be used for wellness. We're not even talking about a special medical condition here, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about a relatively healthy person who will benefit from hyperbaric oxygen. Now, all of us have had physical traumas in the past. Even as a child, you know, you fall and sometimes you hurt your spine or your back or something, right? So at the place of the injury, there's always a lack of oxygen delivery because there's lack of blood supply. And hyperbaric oxygen helps to restore that. And it's quite remarkable that it doesn't matter when the injury occurred. It could have been 20 years ago. Going to the chamber will help that. It improves mental focus, because you deliver all that oxygen to the brain. Have you experienced when you go in the forest and all of a sudden you feel all that oxygen go into the brain?
Yes.
So it's more or less a similar feeling. So even a relatively healthy person will benefit.
I totally love it. It sounds so interesting and appealing. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I mean, you're telling us, Dr. Masha, so it can be preventive as well for other diseases such as inflammation. And then you're also telling us that it's also a form of treatment for those who have had stroke or those suffering from autism. So it seems it is helping us in every aspect of our health. So Dr. Masha, for those who's not having, let's say, a chronic illness, how many treatments or what is the frequency of treatments that you recommend we should be having? Because I think I want some now. I've never had it, and you're making it sound so appealing.
So it really depends on several things. First is why you're going to be using your hyperbaric chamber. Secondly, do you have access to hyperbaric chamber? For example, some people get it for their home use, so they have access 24/7. They can use it every day. If you have to go to the clinic that's 100 kilometers away from where you live, that's a limited access, right? Mm-hmm. As a general rule, I should say that it's not worth it trying it just one time. Maybe only if you're curious, but it's not going to do anything. So we need at least 3 sessions for your body to kick in and start all these anti-inflammatory processes. Now, from my experience, probably after the 10th session, you would start noticing the benefits. And you need around 20 to 30 sessions to see what it's really doing for you. When I mentioned autistic spectrum disorder, it is really helpful for some kids and it's not doing much for other kids. It's very difficult for us to predict from the beginning to say, okay, this kid is gonna do really well in hyperbarics and the other kid wouldn't. So it's a trial and error. We usually give it 20 to 30 sessions before we reevaluate and see if more sessions are needed. With stroke patients, it's even more sessions that are needed. So at least 40 sessions to see an improvement that is not going to regress. So let's say a person does 40 sessions. We assume that they would keep all the benefit that they've accumulated from the sessions that they've done. The session itself is 60 to 90 minutes long. It depends on the practitioner. It also depends why you're using it again. For example, for an athlete, for recovery, it's a longer session. But to prepare an athlete for training, it's a shorter session. You can do it every day. If somebody has an injury at the time of the acute stage of an injury, they could be using it twice a day with a 6 to 8 hour window in between the sessions. I actually have one of the patients who's just had a surgery yesterday, and she sent me a message this morning. She said she has a chamber at home. She's using it twice a day. They've given her a lot of medications when she left the hospital. And she said the only one she's taking is the antibiotic. And the rest, she doesn't need to because the swelling is gone. The pain is so much better just from using the chamber.
All right. So you mentioned that in order for it to have to start having benefits on our body, at least 3 treatments, and then to see the actual benefits, 10 treatments. And then you mentioned about Michael Jackson. So we know they're rich and famous. And actually, one of the famous HBOT users is also Justin Bieber, a famous singer who has his 2 chambers, one at home, one in his studio. And is it correct to say, is it an expensive treatment that's only for the rich and famous? Or are we ordinary people going to be able to get access to it? Or is it because it's not that popular that it's not easily accessible? How is the situation now?
Well, I think expensive is a relative term, right? So
can be
difficult for me. I should say I probably spent most of my income all kinds of health improvements. So for me, it's relatively, I don't see it as an expensive treatment. I think prices range from, I can give you prices in euro because I live in Madrid, but prices range from 50 to 200 euros a session. It really depends on the place. It doesn't depend much on the chamber itself. I think if you're in a posh area, it's more expensive, you know, that type of thing. I think it's relatively inexpensive. People don't know about it because up until recently, the chambers were only available at the hospital setting. And you would have to have a doctor's prescription to use it. Now they're in the wellness clinics, biohacking clinics have it, naturopathic doctors have chambers in their clinics, chiropractors. I mean, if you really want to get into the chamber, you can search on the internet, and I'm sure you're going to find one in your area. I would definitely advise having a doctor's appointment first. There are not many contraindications, but there are some. So it's wise to consult with your doctor and see if this is kind of a treatment that you would benefit from. And then, you know, do your treatments, do your sessions. You don't have to do it every day. I mean, even doing it twice or 3 times a week would see the difference. You would definitely feel the difference.
Yes, well, fair enough. That's true what you said about expensive being relative, especially because it has also the ability to prevent so many of those serious illnesses. So in the long run, if we have access to it, and if it can actually treat even those old injuries, I can have to say that it's totally worth it. So we need to get ourselves the nearest therapy area for it. That's going to be my assignment right after this interview. So Dr. Masha, as a naturopathic doctor, yes, you said earlier, definitely you're involved in helping people have healthier diets, losing weight, controlling their hormones, decreasing their inflammation. How much percentage are you now working with hyperbaric treatments? Are you focusing now full time on it because you're seeing that it's so effective?
Melissa, this is a very good question. It's actually one of my favorite questions. I'll explain why. I do believe in the power of integrating different therapies, and the synergistic effect of 2 is always higher than 2 things if you take them separately. I'll give you an example. If you add nutrition with good quality sleep, getting outside, getting fresh air, getting weekly acupuncture sessions, and adding hyperbaric oxygen to the mix, you're going to have an impressive result. So it's about integrating modalities together. I don't necessarily prescribe hyperbaric oxygen to every patient I see, if that was the question. But if I feel that they would benefit from it, I would always suggest it as a treatment modality. I always start with the basics, with nutrition, good quality sleep, making sure we're correcting all nutritional deficiencies, good quality food, their emotional health, their social connections. You know, there's so much to health. And there's not a single modality that can address all. I mean, there's always work involved. And hyperbaric is a tool. It helps, but it's not a magic pill.
Absolutely. I love that. I mean, even with sports, right? We're always encouraged to do cross training, not just concentrate on one sport. But if we really want a totally healthy body, then of course, different kind of sports such as working out, swimming, running, engaging in all these things can help us in a total way, as you mentioned. You did mention a while ago about sleep. I caught on that because as a sleep consultant, that's also one of my favorite things to talk about. Can hyperbaric oxygen therapy help with our sleep as well?
It absolutely can. First of all, it has an effect on nervous system. So it's quite easy for us to go from relaxed mode to energized mode. It's really easy to push and not sleep, then go back, relax, and fall asleep, right? Mm-hmm. That switch from sympathetic to parasympathetic. Sympathetic is when we alert, and parasympathetic when we're relaxed. That switch in some people doesn't work as well. You know, when you're tired and wired, and you are tired, but your brain doesn't stop and you can't just relax to go to sleep. So hyperbaric really, really helps with that. I've had a patient who's had a really big problem with sleep. He suffered from insomnia. The only place he could actually fall asleep was hyperbaric chamber. The sleep in hyperbaric chamber is really restorative. People report that when they get out of the chamber and they slept for an hour, it feels as if they had like an 8-hour sleep. It has to do with the amount of oxygen being delivered and all the detoxification processes that start during that sleep in the chamber. So by working on stress levels, by normalizing hormones, it affects the quality of sleep. I had COVID in March, I didn't have a bad case, and I didn't have a long COVID after. But I should say that my sleep really suffered, and I'm a good sleeper. So all of a sudden, for a good sleeper that I was, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't fall asleep, and I was waking up really early. And of course, I implemented a lot of therapies to help myself. I looked at my hormone levels, but I was also going into hyperbaric chamber every day. And I should say that now we're in July, and I'm finally sleeping.
Wow.
So the problem is solved. And I can totally feel for people who can't sleep, because I've experienced it myself, and it's no fun.
Yeah. So after you're rid of the COVID and you're feeling much better, how often now do you go for the therapy? Because you said you were going daily when you were having COVID.
I'm trying to use my chamber 4 times a week. At least.
Oh, you have one at home?
I have one at home. Yes.
Wow. Wow. What
it's
a blessing.
Actually, people don't know that it's approved for home use. As mm-hmm. I said, we usually think of hyperbaric chamber as a piece of equipment, like an MRI machine, right? You only have access to it at the hospital, but actually that's not the case. You can get one for your home use. It doesn't require a lot of space. It's perfect. I mean, it's probably 2 meters long by meter and a half. You put it in your bedroom.
Is it comfortable?
It's really comfortable. Yeah, I really like being inside of the chamber. You go in and the feeling, you feel like you're in your mother's womb.
Wow.
Because you have your own little world inside the chamber. You can bring your laptop if you want to.
So you can listen to music.
You can listen to music, you can watch a movie, you can sleep, you can work.
Sounds so comfy. Okay, I'm going to ask a vain question now. Does it help with beauty? Does it help with rejuvenation?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it stimulates it has some benefits for looks. It stimulates the production of collagen. It works on... sunspots, you know, the brown spots that we get as we age.
Yeah.
They're also called liver spots.
Yes.
So I had a really ugly spot on my cheek that I really hated. And just from using the chamber, it went away. Now, I should say that it took probably a year and a half to 2 years to see the difference. It's a slow process, but it works. It speeds up the recovery after cosmetic surgery, which is huge because you don't want any scars and you want everything to heal really nicely. I always get compliments that I look younger than
my
age.
You do, you're glowing.
And I don't do anything else. I mean, that's my beauty. Well, apart from maybe getting face massages, but that's my beauty procedure is hyperbaric oxygen.
Wow. And it's so natural as well. I'm just wondering, so it looks like a very big machine. So I've not been in one. I've only seen it. You know, I've only seen it on Google when I research it. I'm just wondering, so you said it's been around for a few years already. Are they in the process of maybe rectifying the design to make it more portable maybe, or to be more accessible, you know? Because I know it's quite big. I mean, what's the size?
You probably seen metal ones that they use at the clinics. So the one you can get for your home, mm-hmm. it's a portable one. It's a soft chamber, so it doesn't take a lot of space. They're making new ones, which is like a seated position, but I don't know if it's a good idea because you really just want to lay down and relax.
Yeah, you can't sleep. Maybe
it's like
not.
It's like a single bed, I should say. It's pretty spacious when you're inside because when it inflates, it becomes bigger. But at the same time, it doesn't take up a lot of space. I mean, you know, in England, people have really small apartments.
Yeah, same in Hong Kong where I live.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I have several clients in London who have one, so they were able to fit it into their small apartment, London style. So it's
not too bad.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Well, is there a danger that people will become addicted or they're overusing it? Because you said it's so comfortable, it feels so good, it has such great effects. Is it possible for someone to just use it too much because, you know, they want to look so much younger?
Well, I should say there's always a danger, right? If somebody is misusing any piece of equipment. So a person should understand that you use it once a day for an hour and a half, and that's it. Will you get additional benefit? It will, if you'll stay there longer? You might, but you would also get implications of staying in the chamber for too long. If it's used for the right reason, for the right amount of time, the ones that are approved for home use, the pressure is so mild. It's only 1.3 atmospheres.
Okay.
It's not a very high pressure.
Right.
So I don't see how would they, well, they could, I mean, if they stay there for 24 hours, but we don't recommend anybody.
Yeah. When you were having COVID, you said the most you did was just go on a daily basis, correct?
Yes, after the COVID and during the COVID, I also did. Thankfully, I didn't have any lung symptoms, but if I would, it would definitely help. It would definitely help. There is a big case again in England right now because at least 2 million people are diagnosed with long COVID. So the COVID, they've had COVID and now they're having the symptoms, but mm-hmm. they don't have the virus, right? Mm-hmm. The virus is gone. So at least 2 million people, that's a lot of people. And they're using hyperbaric chambers as part of their recovery. On top of good nutrition, correcting nutrient deficiencies, making sure they're sleeping well, and all this fundamentals that we've discussed today.
Okay, so we may have some listeners out there as well who are also in the medical field, more familiar maybe with the normobaric oxygen therapy, which they commonly use in hospitals and clinics. Can you please explain, Dr. Masha, what is the main difference between that and hyperbaric chambers?
So the main difference is the pressure.
Okay.
When you put oxygen under pressure, as I explained, it will dissolve in plasma. So two benefits. First, hemoglobin is normally 97% saturated. Have you heard of oxygen saturation?
Not really. Not really.
Okay. So hemoglobin is the molecule that transports oxygen and carbon dioxide, right? Okay. So it's 97% saturated. You give a person more oxygen, but you cannot get past 100% saturation. You cannot saturate hemoglobin. You know, there's that much hemoglobin and you saturate it 100%. So all the sites where oxygen can attach are taken. You cannot attach more oxygen. It's not going to get to cells and tissues. But when you start on top of that, dissolving that oxygen in plasma, now there's more oxygen available to the body. Also, hemoglobin is relatively large. So with four oxygen molecules attached to it, it cannot get through the small capillary. There are other effects. Hyperbaric oxygen stimulates the development of new blood vessels, which you will not get with normobaric oxygen, with just the oxygen.
Okay.
So normobaric oxygen is just the oxygen. If somebody needs oxygen, we give them oxygen, they get better. But hyperbaric oxygen has so many other benefits. It stimulates immune system. It stimulates the mobilization of stem cells. It aids with inflammation. All these benefits are not available with just the oxygen.
Okay, so in other words, really it's better. You can say
you cannot compare. You cannot compare the two. Okay. Oxygen helps, but hyperbaric oxygen has a lot more benefits.
All right, that's very clear. Thank you so much. Well, what about you? I mean, of course, you have your practice and you're also trying to keep healthy even at home with your own chamber. Do you feel you're getting enough rest, Dr. Masha? And can you please tell us your nighttime routine and your top tip for relaxing?
Oh, my top tip for relaxing is go away. Vacation time.
Where's your favorite place?
I don't know. I really like the mountains. I like the seaside. I like everything. You know, I think nowadays going on vacation is a luxury. So, you know, it's really good a way to disconnect. You could also disconnect if you have a routine, as you said, you got to have a routine, right? To disconnect and to rest. So I try to rest at least one day a week. Spend time with my family. I really like going to museums, theaters, seeing art, seeing beautiful things. It feeds my soul. So that's my way of relaxing. Before bed, I read to my daughter. That's my downtime. And then by the time we finish reading, I'm ready to sleep. I try not to eat before I go to bed. So I finish eating 5-6 o'clock at night. And then I go to bed around 10:30, 11. What else? Sometimes I take magnesium if I feel that my brain doesn't stop. So I try to take magnesium before bed. I rarely take tryptophan because tryptophan is being converted to melatonin. So it helps you stay asleep.
Yes.
I relatively rarely do that. It actually works really well for cravings. So somebody who has nighttime cravings, if you take tryptophan around 5 in the afternoon, it should generally help. And it will help you stay asleep. I try to sleep with the window open because I like fresh air. Make sure that my bedroom has the right temperature. And also a great tip for people who have trouble sleeping. When you wake up in the morning, you should get the 10 minutes of natural sunlight. So go outside, not through your window. I mean, if you can't go outside, you can do it through your window, but you're getting much less. But if you can go outside and without your sunglasses and get the 10 minutes of natural sunlight, it will help you produce more melatonin the following night. And if you want to take it even to the next level, then during the sunset, you should go outside as well and look at the sunset. And it resets the internal clock and helps you with a good quality sleep.
I absolutely love those tips, Dr. Masha. And definitely to summarize all that, we've just learned so much from you. And I'm sure all of us just want to go for our hyperbaric treatments ASAP. I'm really going to try right after, definitely. So I always love to end my episodes with giving the three top tips that we've learned with the interview. So Dr. Masha gave us more than three really, really great tips that we love. But all in all is resetting our internal body clock. So we need to have at least 10 minutes of sunlight as soon as we wake up, and if possible, have it in sunset as well. Go for a nice walk, get a fresh breeze, enjoy the environment. Secondly, I love your tip about magnesium. I myself take magnesium. It helps with relaxation, restless leg syndrome, or when we're having tight muscles, it really helps to relax our body. And Dr. Masha also has these beautiful relaxation techniques, reading to her daughter, opening the window, basically creating that very lovely and calming environment. So thank you so, so much. We have learned so much from talking to you, Dr. Masha, and we really love all the great tips that you've shared with us. Take care and hope to chat again with you next time. I really enjoyed that interview and hope that you did too. And I did find out that they have this treatment in Hong Kong, although it's not really that common. Anyway, who does not want to slow the aging clock, to heal faster and become stronger while looking, feeling younger? No wonder Olympic champions and Hollywood elite alike love to try this therapy. If you would like to know more, you can contact Dr. Masha at www.drmasha.com. That is Masha, spelled as M-A-S-H-A. All right, that is it for now, and see you on the next episode of Sleep Well Around the World.